Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter-Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. Psalms 40, verse 11 says, "Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me." Amen. I have a warning message that I feel I'm to release today. Before I do that, I want to tell my new subscribers about my four forums that I've started for you, for my subscribers and listeners. The links are down below. I have a dream forum, a prepper forum, a homeschooling forum, and a safe haven connection forum. Please go and check those places out and join in the discussions, because, brothers and sisters, that's why I started them, so we can be the body of Christ together. All right, so this message that I received from the Lord, I got a few weeks ago. There was a part of it that was about the safe havens. What I did was I took out that part, the excerpt from that, and I placed it in another video about safe havens. I will have the link for that video down below in the description box for those of you who have not already heard it. A lot of people right now are asking me about the safe havens. I'm getting lots and lots of emails and messages concerning these safe havens. And I want to direct you to my safe haven forum, because all that I know, I have put there. So it's going to take some time to read the things that I've put there, as well as the pages that other people have put, because there are some safe haven owners who have said that they have safe havens. So please go check that out. I will go ahead and update when I hear of new safe havens that are being formed or opened. But right now, they are in the process. I know a lot of them, but they haven't opened yet. It's very important right now that the way you will be led to a safe haven, if you are to go to a safe haven — not everybody's going, it's usually the people that needs to get out of harm's way and out of dangerous places — but it's when we draw close to the Lord, that is when we're going to hear His voice. And I truly believe that this judgment right now, I believe that God is allowing this judgment that has fallen all over the world. It is a wake-up call, so people would spend more time with the Lord, seeking Him. You know, we all have more time now because we're being self-quarantined. Let's use it positively to draw closer to the Lord through prayer, through fasting, through studying of His Word, through worship and praise. These are the ways we draw close to the Lord. Let's not spend more time watching TV. Let's not spend more time doing video games. Let's not spend time doing things that really don't matter. Brothers and sisters, you've got to understand that this is just one of the first judgments that's coming. The Lord has showed me that this is just the beginning. It's just the beginning, and we have to draw close to the Lord so we can be strong and courageous with what's coming, so we can help other people. There's a great harvest that is coming as the darkness rolls in, as the wicked, evil one is planning his, what he thinks is his demise on the world. God is raising up a standard against him, and there is going to be great light in the midst of darkness, brothers and sisters, and you want to be part of that light. And that's only if you draw closer to the Lord through repentance and through prayer. So I really wanted to encourage you in this. We have been given the opportunity to be at home right now. Let's use this opportunity. Let's turn it around for something good, and that is that your relationship with the Lord is going to increase and get stronger. You know, we are called to be overcomers, so we will not walk in fear. We will not be anxious. We will not worry. But we will trust and have faith that our God will see us through not just this pandemic that we're going through, but the other things that are coming, the birth pangs that are coming. All right, so let me go ahead now and read to you this message. It's a short message, and I have some scriptures. I will read a couple of them. These scriptures for this message are important because they are pointing to the last days, brothers and sisters. We are in the last days. And so, you know, when it comes to studying scripture, start studying the book of Revelation. Study the book of Daniel, Ezekiel. Look up the different scriptures that talk about the days that we're living in, because the Lord has given us a blueprint of what these days are going to look like. Matthew 24. And it's also going to give you instruction on how we are to live. All right. So, in March, when I was having my morning prayers, I saw in my mind's eye a vision of a volcano spewing smoke. And then I started receiving a message from the Lord. And here is that message. Yellowstone will erupt. Volcanoes will go off. The West Coast will be completely undone. Run for safety and do not linger or say to yourself, all is fine, nothing will happen, for you are wrong and will pay with your life. I will give each of my children instruction on where they should go. If you hear my voice, then obey. The warnings continue to go out. I sound the alarm to get off the coast. I will lead and guide you where you should go. There are safe havens and places that my people are setting up all over now. These are the times of Noah. These are the times of Lot. These are the times of the beast coming out of the sea. He shall send a flood, but I will swallow the waters that go against my people. My true church will not be overcome, but will be overcomers. Love not your life. Consider yourself least important and you will receive a crown. You will receive a crown. Those that love their lives shall lose it, and those who surrender their lives shall find it. Consider yourself least important and you will receive a crown. My ways are not your ways. Much is opposite of what you believe. Strength and honor I will reward with courage. There is much work now to be done for my kingdom. Do not delay in accomplishing it for me. Your Lord and Savior, Jesus. And like always, I always wait a little bit, and then I ask the Lord if there's anything else, and this is what I heard. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Have faith that I can do this, and it will be done. And then the last thing I heard was, activate your faith. Activate your faith. All right, so the Lord in this message talked about that we are in the days of Noah and that we are in the days of Lot. So I'm going to read those to you. Matthew 24, 27 says, but as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Praise the Lord. That means when we see the days of Noah coming, that Jesus is coming back soon, and we are in those days. Luke 17:28-30 says, likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. But on that day that Lot went out of Sodom, I was about to read it again. Sorry about that. That was the end of that verse. And the last one I want to read is because we are to be overcomers, brothers and sisters. 1 John 5:5. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Thank you for listening to what the Lord has been showing me. I continue to be praying for all my subscribers on a daily basis. Stay strong, stay courageous, and stay faithful. Shalom.